Oh, Radio 1 91 FM podcast? Nice one.
A fantastic vibe with the one, the only Molly Devine, who is coming to us all the way from Mangawhai. And I don't really know where that is, but I'm sure you'll tell me where that is. Morena, how are you doing?
Morena, yes. So Mangawhai, it's about an hour and a half north of Auckland. Yes.
Kind of near Kirikiriroa?
Sorry?
Oh, in the vicinity of Kirikiriroa?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I must admit, because I am from the South Island, I'm still adventuring the North Island, so I don't know all the spots yet, but yeah, because I only moved up a couple of years ago and I've been so busy teaching and things, but yeah, I do know where Auckland is from here.
That's good. I have no idea. I went on, I occasionally just go on Google Maps and have a look at Auckland, and every time I do, I feel like I'm scrambling my location, like so many different places just pop up out of my on the screen. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely a lot more busy up here than, you know, you've got Dunedin, you've got Milton, and then on the other, you know, we've got that match, but more variables up here for sure.
Totally. How's your morning going so far, Molly?
Yeah, really good, nice and slow. I'm on holiday, so
beautiful.
I've been a school teacher for the past few years. And, so we finished nice and early. Lucky me, I'm on holiday.
Hell yeah. We just played a Christmas track before, LCD Sound System's Christmas Will Break Your Heart. What is one of your favorite Christmas songs that you've been jamming recently?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, the Lord of the Rings soundtrack?
I do, from the movies. I wouldn't say off my heart necessarily, but...
Basically that. So Lord of the Rings is a Christmas movie because they... on the 25th of December, apparently. So, Lord of the Rings. I'm going to go with that.
Nice. That's, at the gate, we like that. We love that. That's awesome. Very creative answer there.
Thank you so much. It's not particularly, you know, merry, jolly, but it's a good movie. Yeah.
It's real fun to, are you a fan of Catan?
Oh, yeah. Well, I played it once and I loved it. I'm planning to play more in my life. Yeah, great game.
That and the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, a real good, very good pairing.
Yeah. Oh, good. I've never tried that. Thank you. That sounds like a good Christmas activity.
And it will be, yeah. Especially the Shire songs with all the flute and the woodwind instruments.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
There's, we'll start off the yarns before we get to your track about the new track Sing. We'll start off the yarn with just a few little random questions. You've supported the Doobie Brothers when they came here. Were they still hooning doobies? And did you get to meet Michael McDonald?
Oh my goodness. You know, the funniest thing is, yes, they absolutely were.
Oh, lovely.
But more, you know, Dr. Hook was there as well. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying, I walked into his tent, you know, the late Dr. Hook. He was very much living up to their name. Anyway, I didn't meet the Doobie Brothers, but I met Dr. Hook and his band.
Oh, crazy.
It was a crazy day. Oh, so fun.
Yeah, that was a Gibson Valley kind of concert thing?
Yes, yeah. So when I finished high school, that was pretty much my first sort of dalliance into the real world of being a musician. It was so incredible. One crazy thing about it, they had a toilet block there called the Lovely Lou's, and they were so beautiful, and like I just felt like such a rock star because there was a girl's side and a boy's side, and out of all 50 musicians I was the only female, so I had a whole toilet block to myself, which was just amazing. I felt like such a rock star. I look back, it's kind of sad now to think that I was the only female out of all those people, but yeah, at the time it was fantastic. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. According to my
15,000 people watching was great too.
That's a little cheery on top there. According to my source, you're about to hit your second year teaching at Marist College in Tamaki Makaurau. How's that going, and how did you get into doing teaching?
Oh my goodness, you don't know how interesting this question is now, because yes, for the past 2 years I have been a teacher at the beautiful Marist College, which has been so, so beautiful. It's a beautiful Catholic girls' school, so I've been very lucky. You know, they've all been really, really sweet and kind and in a lot of ways, it's like the easiest teaching job you could go into. So I've really enjoyed my time there. But I've just found out in the last 2 days I'm the new first-year songwriting lecturer at SAE in Auckland, which is a tertiary institution up here. So bit of a shift. I go from 370 students per year to about 14. So it's going to be... Yeah, different lifestyle, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Awesome. So. Sorry, what is SAE? Is that a...
That's the School of Audio Engineering up here.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So they've got a new songwriting program, which I obviously now know in intimate detail. It's just amazing. Just amazing. So I'm so happy to be part of it. And they've got a new Te Reo Māori and Pacifica languages aspect to it that they're bringing in. So I think over the next few years it's just going to be the most incredible program. So excited to be part of that now, which is really cool.
Ka pai, that's incredible. That's such an awesome opportunity. I'm so happy for you. This new track that we're here to talk about, Sing, it was recorded right here at the University of Otago using all local talent, and it's being released as a double single with another song called Puppets, which is also recorded here. Puppets was originally recorded in 2016 during your Masters of Music. Was Puppets and Sing recorded around the same time or different time periods?
So quite different time periods.
Okay, right, yeah.
So I wrote Puppets with Dr. Graham Downs, my supervisor, during my honours year. Then I got to record it in my master's year. Again, just using some really awesome Otapoorti talent. So I am on that track. I've actually got the leads of the... string section in the Dunedin Symphony Orchestra. So I've got Tessa Peterson on the violin and Helene Duplessis, I think it's.
Oh, Duplessis?
Piano, yep. Yeah. And Alan Starrett on the viola. it was just such a dream. And the old Albany Street studio, which is obviously due to asbestos being taken away from us. So that's really cool that I did that whole part in that studio.
And the new one came out, was recorded in Te Koro Koro, I'm guessing?
Absolutely, yeah. Same drummer, so Maddie Parkins Craig sort of ties those two songs together. She's the head of program, actually, there at Otago now.
Oh, nice.
And a really, really good friend of mine. So did that whole project, went off, lived the musician life for... about 4 years, and was loving that. COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
I was on tour at the time, writing really intense pop music, and I was like, oh, this feels weird. I don't want to write pop music anymore. So I wrote some sad stuff and then decided I was going to do a career shift into teaching. And it was like on that day that I woke up and very dramatically wrote Sing. I decided it was going to be the last song that I ever wrote because I was just feeling, you know what COVID was like? It was just such a gear shift.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, and I was going, what am I doing? You know, I'm going to go off and do a complete career change. So
a quarter-life crisis, some call that.
Quarter-life crisis, yeah. Totally. So that's where Sing came from. And I finished writing it, and I was like, oh, that was a lot of fun. Woke up the next day, wrote some more songs. So, you know, the intention was that it was the last song ever. So it's got this real deep longing and devotion in it for how much I love music. And I think writing it kind of reminded me how important music is in my life. And really, I think everyone's lives, we all interact with music. Constantly, don't we? Even if we're acknowledging it or if we're not. So that was my thought process behind Sing. Yeah.
Or the, as you say, there's a love letter to music with the recurring line, as long as you sing, I'm listening, playing throughout. For me personally, hearing Coolio's Gangster's Paradise as a 5-year-old and also listening to Robbie Williams' albums on my mum's portable CD player as a 6-year-old are very formative musical memories of mine. What are some of yours?
Oh my goodness, such a good question. So probably the first musical memory I have is singing Someday my prince will come. From, I think that's from Snow White, actually, to the hibiscus flowers. I grew up in Bermuda, so I used to go out in, I used to go out in my tutu and I'd sing to the flowers. So that was probably the start of it. And I just always loved music. I was really lucky. My family, we had this beautiful grand piano and I used to sit under it while beautiful piano players would come and play. Mm-hmm. And we had this one man that used to play Debussy.
Yes,
and I think Bartok as well. And I just thought it was the most magical thing. So I'd had that, you know, Debussy and Bartok, and then I'd go off into the garden and sing Disney songs. And I just remember that being such a magical time. And I still kind of feel like definitely sing. A lot of the ideas from that were coming from that dramatic, obviously Debussy is very expressive and he's got that real mystical, magical sound. So I was bringing a bit of that in. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I remember, then I moved to Queenstown and we had what's that thing? And you pretend to be other artists, like you've got artists and they pretend with the stars or something. Or anyway.
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, like that, but for singers.
Singing with the Stars?
Singing with the Stars or something like that. And this wonderful teacher there, Mr. Vining, he was David Bowie.
Mm.
And he got up on the stage and did Space Oddity.
Mm.
And I just thought it was the most amazing thing that I ever thought. So from there, I really fell in love with David Bowie. Mm. And then I got to high school and decided that probably I'd get a lot of attention from boys if I was really into Led Zeppelin. I don't know. I was really into Led Zeppelin. I did love their music, but it did make me very popular at band practice. Anyway, Led Zeppelin was pretty much from when I was about 11 to I got to university. And actually, Ian Chapman there was like, Led Zeppelin's a very good band, but, you know, now you're at university, it's probably time to spread your wings. And so he sort of started introducing me to the rest of the world of music in my first few years. But, yeah, that's quite encompassing. Fortunately, it speeds up a bit there when we 10 years is just Led Zeppelin.
The Zeppelin decade. Oh, that's cracker. That's awesome. You mentioned Debussy. Debussy? I'm not too sure how to pronounce it.
Debussy. Oh, yeah. Well, I said Debussy to my class of people this year. As you can imagine, that didn't go down well.
No, I imagine they were laughing.
Debussy. And they were like, what are you saying?
Huh?
Anyway.
Yeah. Bye-bye. My partner is a very, very, very talented classical pianist. And her, Debussy, whatever his name is, one of her favorite composers. And, Claire de Lune, absolutely beautiful song. Man.
So beautiful.
Have you heard the Kamasi Washington rendition of that?
No.
Oh, it's good. It's a very beautiful jazzy saxophone version. Back to the song, though. The press photos are a series of shots of you on a beach, sometimes looking longingly into the distance, sometimes with a cello. I'm gathering that you're a beach fan, and I want to know, how do you compare Tamaki beaches to Otipoti beaches?
Oh, my gosh, great question. So that that beach is actually in Mangawhai. So that, right across from my family home here is some beautiful sand dunes. So you take a boat over and you go over there, and it's, you know, Dune the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just magical, so cool over there. But I must say, and I know I can say this because you guys are an Otapoorti radio station, I went to Tomahawk Beach after I'd been in Auckland for a year. I went back down last year and I was so blown away, and I was like, there's just nothing like that. There's nothing like that in the North Island. It was so remote and mystical and magical there. Mm. I was just like, wow. So I'm honestly telling you, in my opinion, the beaches down there, there's nothing in the world like them, I don't think.
Oh, that's really, really good to hear. That's great to hear.
Yeah,
makes you feel proud. the track itself, it really hits a crescendo towards the very end, and then it just cuts out. Now, this is something I've told many a musician who I've talked to on this program, but why didn't you want to maybe stretch that out a little bit, give that crescendo a bit of breathing room, and fade the track out slowly, like the good old days, you know?
Oh, like the good old days.
The good old days.
Well, honestly, because I was feeling so dramatic.
Yeah.
You know, I was done. So it goes, dun, 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 and it's done, you know. But as you say, you have that feeling like, oh, what? I want more.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt when I woke up the next day and I was like, oh, maybe I'll write another one. Yep.
Surely.
I think you leaves people wanting more. And yeah, I just think there's so much tension at the end of the song there.
There is. Man, the opera voice as well. Was that Calla singing the operatic voice?
Oh, yeah, that was both of us. We had fun because obviously she's a trained opera singer.
Yeah.
And I did classical singing when I was young.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be really fun to give it a go again. So, yeah, that's both of us. And what was really fun about that section is I scored out a rough idea of what I wanted her and Alan Ned Gray to sing.
Mm.
And then, oh, and also for Cal to play on the violin. And then we did that part and then I was like, let's just have fun. So we just kept rolling the
record button. Yeah,
the record button. Obviously, because that's not a pricey thing to do anymore. So I think we kept all the tracks. So some of it was like, sing this, and then most of it was just like, sing. And man, there's some really wild sounds in that part that, yeah, give it that tension. And oh, Cal is just so amazing.
She is. So amazing. I had her on recently to talk about her new EP.
Yeah, on Friday, huh? Yeah, so amazing. Because I was at her concert in Tamaki Makaurau the Sunday before she played at the art gallery.
Oh, right.
And yeah, oh my goodness, she started and everyone was just so captivated. She's just such a incredible musician.
Yeah.
And she's got that world-class voice and then she jumped on the violin. And we were like, "What? Incredible at that too!" And then incredible on the piano. And then she was playing on the drum. And oh, she's just wonderful.
Yeah, a very enthralling artist, eh?
Yeah.
I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning, Molly. I do want to know what are your holiday plans, and have you got any shows? You're going to come down to Grace Autzy Poortzy in the near future?
You know, I would love to. At this stage, I've got hugely exciting plans that don't involve performing yet, but I have got an EP of disco soul music that I'm going to start to release on February the 14th. So that's my next year plans, is to get that. And obviously disco soul is itching to be performed live. So that's next year. That's going to be a big goal for me, is performing live, and then we'll see you in Autzy Poortzy soon.
Cool.
We know you love to go down there, so yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll have to get you on the program again in February.
Oh, definitely.
Fantastic.
See you then. I think you'll like this one. It's Raging Disco. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm a disco guy, so I'm definitely keen.
Good.
Yeah,
I think you'll be into it.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. Have a fantastic time up in Mangawhai / Tamaki Makaurau, and really good luck at SAE.
Oh, thank you so much. Ngā mihi nui, Zach. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. Ka kite. All right, folks. That was Molly Devine. We're chatting about their new track, Sing, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to The One. It's currently 9:55. Take care, gang.
A river through the quiet and a wilderness to uncover. With my unsteady hand, a bow that paints the crying and a bell that draws me in a man.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.